From St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts.
The signs that Jesus gives to John are this. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. Let's look at that list again. Obviously, it's filled with miracles, and they're great signs of his presence. In the 18th century, St. Alphonsus Liguori praised the use of leeches in medical work. So you can imagine if that's 17 years later, how bad medicine was 1700 years before. And obviously, what we're seeing there wouldn't have been possible in the 1800s, much less in the time of Jesus. Again, you can see it. The blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the lepers are cured, and then finally, the poor have the gospel preached to them. It's of the same weight, same power as these miracles that even doctors couldn't have done back then. They can do it a little bit more today. Now, let us define our terms. Who are the poor? And the poor are the people who have no money. They are not the people that were on the golf course. They are the people who had no money. And if you think of that whole thing with that family coming up, the reality with money is many often it buys you social capital. That's the whole thing. It influences the society. It influences the people around you. What are they saying? Well, they're saying this. Well, then we should do this. And that's that whole thing. But the poor have no social capital. The people who are poor, some of them are just struggling to make it through the day. And they don't have any standing. Some of them are very, very poor, and they are just busy surviving. And there's a fascinating bunch of poems out from a man who at 16 was arrested for a carjacking, sent to prison for 8 years, and discovered when he gets out of prison that no one wants to hire him. It's called Felons, and it's poems. He eventually got himself a JD at Yale University, and so he's extremely educated, and he's a poet, and a very powerful poem. And he talks about that, having no social capital. He doesn't use those words. He's got nothing to offer, because no one wants anything to do with a felon, as he puts it. But these are the people who have the good news proclaimed to them, the people who have no social capital. Jesus comes to offer all the kingdom of God, and Jesus comes to show that every ton of all that social capital, including what I described at the beginning of the homily, is actually nothing compared to the gift of the kingdom of God. The truth is that the real treasure is when we put our focus on the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be provided from you besides. I'm reminded with a friend I knew in Chelsea who was very much into the stock market. And it was around that time that the internet was coming out. So I asked him, I said, are you going to invest in the internet? He says, everything I'm reading says that if you think of it like the gold rush, the only people who made money during the gold rush were not the prospectors, it was the people who sold the prospectors pickaxes and pans and shovels. They're the ones that made money. So he says, I want to stand by to see, you know, how who actually is going to make money in this. And that's kind of the thing that Jesus is saying. Where is the real treasure? He's actually focusing on people who have no social capital, who will never be at that golf course, even just as a visitor, and who oftentimes are the blind, the lame, the lepers, etc., and people who have never made it into the world. He's teaching them not to be concerned that they're out of the social capital line, because there is another game in town, and there are greater riches to seek by those who discover where the real treasure is. And this is the point of the good news of the gospel that Jesus is preaching to them. He's preaching to the people who have no social capital in his time that there is a greater treasure out there. His whole focus is on teaching them where to find it and how to find it. And this is the point of what we do. This is the reason why we're here. This is the whole point of everything we do. We seek that treasure, but we also help others to join us. The treasure is infinite. You realize we're surrounded by people who are interested in various things in the institutions around us, but some of them are there for the gold rush. How do you know? Because they'll go into a debt for $160,000, knowing that they're going to make a lot more. But why do people go to these institutions? That's one of the reasons. But you've probably seen that poster that says justification for higher education with fancy cars in a garage on a West Coast house. Now, obviously, that is satire, and it's a very poor satire. And there's nothing wrong with seeking to work in an occupation where you get lots of money. There's nothing wrong with that at all. However, remember, the focus of some of these institutions, particularly the Catholic ones, has always been about vocation. And it was about of being service, and that's important in light of Regis. You know, Regis College is, there was a nun in Regis College who was the inspiration for the, to John Kennedy for the Peace Corps. She started something similar. He saw it, so this is wonderful, and he started the Peace Corps. Jesus teaches people that you can be of service to others even if you have no social capital. That is because your focus has to be on building your treasure in heaven, which is where the real return on your investment is. This is one of the reasons why I teach it's not good people go to heaven, bad people go to hell. That is bourgeois Catholicism, as Cardinal Sarah describes it. Because Jesus doesn't say that. He says, build your treasure in heaven. That is the message of the gospel, and that is what he taught the poor. He taught them where true treasure gives them a true return of their investment. He taught them that in truth, in what they found in Christ, they lived a whole different set of priorities to have an even greater return on their investment. And that investment is what we're always teaching people about, eternal life.
Thank you for listening to our homily this week. Our homilies are available in written form at St. Anthony Homilies. That's stanthonyhomilies.com. And you can go there and see a written version of this homily on the web. And also in the top left-hand corner of that website, you will see instructions if you'd like a written booklet version of the homily for your own discussion or to distribute in your parish or other places. That's in the top left-hand corner of stanthonyhomilies.com. Remember, we have English Mass every weekend here at St. Anthony Parish. It's at 4 p.m. on Saturdays and 10 o'clock a.m. on Sundays. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts, just up the street from Trader Joe's and Harvard Business School, again on Holton Street. Thank you again for listening, and have a blessed week.